Something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mara in the attic again this week. I think the third or fourth week in a row now. And Sarah Slattery is on the phone from The Travel Expert. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, the last time you were on, things were completely different. We were all just worried about our blooming summer holidays being cancelled or maybe our flight being delayed or stupid things like that. There was none of this going on. There was no deaths in Ireland. We really had no idea how serious COVID was about to become. Sure we didn't.
No, I mean, it's amazing how much has changed in a month, isn't it, really? If you were to think back, like, it's just hard to believe just how day to day our life is so different. And please God, it'll turn back around again.
So I suppose soon. The big question for you, Sarah, and I don't know whether you'll be able to answer this, but I'll put it to you anyway, because you're the expert. Is there any hope of anybody getting a summer holiday this year, do you think?
Well, I mean, I suppose the airlines, they want to, you know, keep planes in the sky, and they're hoping, they're putting out dates like the 17th of June and things like that are being kind of banded around. But personally, I can't see anything happening before August anyway. And even at that, I think, I mean, I'm supposed to be going to Spain at the end of July, and it's my sister's place in Spain. So I suppose it'd be easier to get to, like, if you had a holiday home or something, than going to a hotel, because there's two factors. You've got to wonder, will that particular country, Spain, for instance, who's been so badly affected, will they let people in? Will it be a blanket? Yeah, let Irish people in general. Will they stop particular countries? Will hotels open back up again that have lost so much money? There's so many different scenarios to think about that I think whilst there may be some planes flying and there may be some bit of travel, the holiday as we kind of know it, I don't really think will be there for until a bit later in the year, and or unless there's a vaccine or something comes out. But it's just very hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine us all squashed together around swimming pools and fighting for food at the buffet, you know? If you walk close to somebody in the park, you're nearly killed, you know.
But sure, I was only saying, Sarah, I was in the supermarket there the other day, and we're all doing the social distancing outside in the queue, and the queue was all around the car park, and it's going on for miles. Great, delighted. You get inside the door and they're all on top of you.
Yeah,
and I don't understand. Yeah. What is the point? What is wrong with people? What is the point of doing that outside, and you get in the door and they're all fighting for the piece of chicken?
I know. It's mad, isn't it? I think we're all getting so used to the social distancing now that I just can't see us going to the same type hotels in our droves unless you're absolutely convinced there's no COVID there or there's a vaccine in place. So I mean, there's so many different scenarios to think about. So whilst there may be some planes flying and holidays going and hopefully towards the end of the summer, it's just going to be a kind of a different space. I think it'll be definitely later on in the year, you know, winter time before things are traditional holidays are what we're used to.
So for people who might have, Sarah, they might have put a substantial amount off their holiday. Maybe they put a decent enough deposit and normally, you know, every month they might have paid a little bit more off it. And they're now being asked to pay off a balance or part of it anyway. What should they do? Should they do that and run the risk of losing everything, or what would your recommendation be?
Well, most companies now have delayed the balance payments. Normally they would look for payments about 10 weeks before departure, and a lot of them have come down to 4 weeks before now. So you should be able to hold off paying your balance until 4 weeks before. And at that stage, I mean, everything is pretty much cancelled until middle or end of May now. So we are a month out. I would expect that to continue. So if you're going to go in July, you will probably hear 4 weeks beforehand whether that will be going or not. So I would hold off until the 4 weeks, until you get, as well, a lot of companies are so busy trying to sort existing bookings out, but they're not really chasing balances in the way they were before. Now, obviously, there is going to be, you know, exceptions to that, but in most cases, I'm finding people are being flexible and allowed to pay the balances later. I wouldn't personally be handing over money unless I knew that I was definitely going to go. Now, there is, strictly speaking, if you break the contract if you don't pay within a specific time. But as I said, most companies are just, once you engage with them, try and get something in writing maybe that your booking will be okay. But I haven't heard of companies cancelling bookings due to lack of payment. Like, I just, if there are, it's very, very few and far between. I would kind of hold off. Definitely if you're going in June, it's very unlikely that it's going to be happening. Possibly if you're going in August, or if you know it's with the company that you're happy that if it doesn't go ahead, you're happy to accept a voucher off for future travel, because refunds are not easy to come by at the moment. So if you're booking with a company like TUI, for instance, and they're on sale for 2021 already, and you're happy to know, well, actually, sure, if I don't go, I'll go next year, and you don't need the money, fine. It's very much a personal decision, you know, because some people obviously need the money, and it depends. But the refund situation have changed so much now that the normal laws and rules don't really apply. Most airlines, or a lot of airlines and hotels, are not giving refunds, even if things are cancelled. They're just asking you to accept a voucher. So,
okay, good faith to kind of keep the airlines going, isn't it, really?
Well, pretty much. I mean, it is an awkward situation for everybody, especially if you've lost your job and you just want your refund. You don't know when you're going to go again. But in fairness, if the airlines and travel companies refund everybody, then they could go out of business. So, I mean, I do feel for both sides. I feel particularly for the travel agents, because in an awful lot of cases, they're obliged to give you a refund, yet they may have passed on your money to an airline or to a hotel, and they mightn't have got it back. So they physically can't refund you unless they have the money. So it's an awkward situation for everybody. I mean, there's certainly, you know, I see comments on social media about airlines profiteering and all that. And like, nobody's profiteering at the moment. Everybody's losing money everywhere. So it's just a case of everybody is trying to manage the situation. And the laws that were written, the refund EU 261, it wasn't obviously written for times like this. So they are trying to, the governments and the Irish Travel Agents Association and airlines, everybody's trying to lobby to get these laws changed and get the vouchers accepted. Some countries have already done that, but just we haven't announced it yet.
I'd say the only and it's not even a comparison, but the only thing that was maybe slightly similar was the ash cloud. Do you remember that? And all the flights were cancelled. Nobody could go anywhere. And the airlines were getting terrible grief. But sure, what could they do about an ash cloud, you know?
I know. And I think an awful lot of the time, insurance companies as well, like, I suppose there's just so many factors, and the fact that nobody knows how long it's going to last as well, you know? A lot of countries are getting bailouts, and the government airlines are getting bailouts and things like that, and to keep them going. And so, you know, we have to hope and assume that these things will happen. And the Department of Transport did make an announcement last week that they are looking into the laws and they are trying to do something for the tourism industry. So they're supposed to have some sort of further outcome this week on that.
Is the key not to actually cancel the holiday yourself and to wait for it to be cancelled on you?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly when it comes to Ryanair and Aer Lingus, I had flights with both booked. And I got the emails from both saying you can change your date. And I didn't. I waited, and then both were cancelled. And then I applied for the refund. I haven't got it yet, but I expect to get it. They're not making it easy to apply for a refund. Trying to find the link now is like, it's not in the email. Okay. But there are links there. I've written a post about it on my website and I have all the links there, how to apply for refunds. But you can only apply for refunds if the flight is actually cancelled. And that doesn't even guarantee you're going to get it. But certainly Ryanair have been giving refunds, and Aer Lingus announced recently that they're giving refunds as well if the flights are cancelled. So yes, hold off and wait and see. Most changes don't have to be done until 7 days before departure. So I would wait and see is your flight cancelled, and then there may be a refund due, and just apply via the link in the usual way and hopefully you'll get it.
And then when it comes to the time where everything is back up and running and everything is fine and we can travel, are the price of holidays going to absolutely explode? Is it going to be too expensive to go on holidays?
I wouldn't think so. It really depends. I mean, if all the airlines and all the travel companies are still in business and the flights are still, and there's loads and loads, I don't see. Well, there's two kinds of sides, I suppose. If there's no vaccine out, there's going to be a certain amount of people who won't want to travel anyway. So you've got that to factor in. Then you've also got, is there going to be the same number of flights? If there's the same number of flights, I'd say it'd be the opposite effect. I'd say there'd be seat sales everywhere and cheap deals and all that kind of thing. If the capacity is cut way down, then maybe the prices could be higher. Again, it depends on situations. If you've got places in Spain that are giving really good deals and their hotels trying to get people to come back there, you know, yeah, then maybe there might be cheap packages. But it really, it's just going to depend on what happens and what countries. There may be a case, like, for instance, I believe Greece have handled it very well. There may be a case that certain countries are free of COVID and they might be more expensive than others. And, you know, it's really, really hard to say at the moment. But usually after something like 9/11 or the ash cloud or anything, there's usually seat sales, and it's usually they're trying to get people back traveling again. So I would certainly think that will be the start of it. And then, of course, if we're coming into the winter, which wouldn't be the busiest time for travel either, kids are back in school. So I would think there would be some good deals around. And generally, maybe Christmas market breaks could be the good year for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the peak dates like Christmas and all that at the moment as well, the October bank holiday weekend, Christmas dates, a lot of people who did change their flights have changed them to those dates. So the prices are astronomical to go then. Mm-hmm. But like the off season, you know, midweek in the middle of October or the early December, they would be cheap, I would think, I would imagine.
Is there a particular day of the week that is better to book flights on? Like you get a better deal? Or is that a myth?
Well, sometimes, yeah, well, it depends. Well, if there's like daily flights to a particular destination, sometimes like a Tuesday or Wednesday would be cheaper than flying out on a Saturday or Sunday. Mm. It depends on how many flights there are, but usually you would say midweek would be cheaper than going on Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes like flying out in a Saturday night flight late, you know, could be half the price of going Saturday morning if somebody's only going for a few days. So things like that. It's always good to check.
I'm just wondering, you know, maybe we'll all get great deals for holiday next year and go on an even fancier holiday next year and forget about 2020 altogether.
Well, that's it. I mean, say the travel agents and tour operators are hoping for a bumper year next year, they'll need it. But the other thing to factor in is people's financial situation, you know, those who lost their jobs and things like that. So how much disposable income will people actually have? And also the weather. We're all stuck inside now. But, you know, if the restrictions lift and we're allowed to go to the Irish beaches and we have a nice summer, people might be happy with that because they've been stuck inside. They might be happy to kind of wander along the beach. Whereas if the weather is bad in the summer, they'll be probably dying to get away, get a bit of sunshine. So that is another thing to factor in as well, the weather.
Yeah,
so many different things to factor in.
And somebody was even saying to me that, you know, please God, when this all ends, they want to support Irish. They want to be able to stay in Irish hotels and go to Irish destinations to try and get our economy up and running again, you know. So that's, I suppose, that's quite a nice idea as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we need it as well here. So it's kind of important for both sides. And again, a lot of people are saying the small local travel agents who've looked after their clients and got their refunds organised and got their daughters home from Australia and all that kind of thing, like that, they will be even more valuable now than they were before. You're hearing horror stories of people not being getting back to by big online companies. So there will be a shift, definitely, you know. And it's on where we go and how we holiday and all that. Certainly, I think until a vaccine is in place and you can kind of feel, you know, you want to go away feeling, you know, enjoy it, feel happy, feel safe. You don't want to be going away worrying, am I going to get it again? Or that's going to be the big change. Maybe there'll be different types of travel. Maybe people will go to more remote kind of places, or it's really hard, difficult to say. But I do think as well, if the weather, if we have a bad summer, you know, people forget that they'll just want to get sunshine, they won't care. Or also if the prices are really, really cheap, people forget things very quickly and go, oh, $1.99 or here we'll go, you know. So price is a big factor as well. So like, you know, we'll just have to hang in and see. But hopefully people will be dying to get out anyway, whether it's at home or abroad.
Well, our conversation has been completely different since it was the last time. The last time we were all concerned about getting our refund from the bloody airline, and I was like, oh God, this is really serious, you know. So listen, thank you for your time today, Sarah Slattery. Give us your all your details there so we can have a nosy at your blogs and that.
Thanks a million. The website is called thetravelexpert.ie and has a great post all about refunds and your rights and the links to the Aer Lingus and Ryanair refund links are in that. You can also follow me on Instagram at the Travel Expert, or Twitter, Facebook. I'm everywhere.
She's everywhere. Traveling around everywhere. You're very good. Thanks so much. Take care of yourself. Are you working from home?
I am. Doing my
best. Ask a silly question.
Trying to keep busy.
You're very good. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks,
and we'll catch up soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.